So let's talk today in David's life and observation with your host, David, about false accusations. False accusations are kind of the topic that really touches close to home. Haven't done a show in quite a while. And I felt that it is appropriate time now to at least get some of the word out there on what's going on with my life and the life of others regarding false accusations, because it's really prominent right now in the media. It's prominent in this political discourse to ascertain whether the next SCOTUS nominee deserves the scrutiny or not, and the danger that this may propose to the Me Too movement. Now, of course, the Me Too movement is an absolutely fantastic movement. It highlights the need and the absolute support that women coming forward, even men coming forward for sexual assault, is to be believed and to be endorsed and supported by the community at large. Because we have no place in our society for that kind of behavior, for forced sex or sodomy or anything like that on anyone. Right now, that's the basis of the SCOTUS argument, is that there are women coming forward. Do apologize, got a phone call right in the middle of that. But anyways, it's kind of the hefty scrutiny that Judge Kavanaugh's under. And I believe rightfully so. I mean, if you're going to be the next Supreme Court nominee and you're going to hold a position of high moral standing in the land, you might want to have your conduct, regardless of how long ago it was, scrutinized. But I believe he is adequately and bravely standing up to the accusations and declaring them false. Bill Cosby was pursued for quite a while, and he's going to go to jail or prison, I believe, for 3 to 10 years. I don't believe there's an age limit on assault. There isn't. If he was a younger man and he committed that crime of sexual assault and drugged women, he should pay a debt to society. But it was a series of long investigations that pursued him. But others have been equally accused and put out in the media. Bill O'Reilly, Harvey Weinstein, all these others, but they're free to walk the planet. Whereas the freedoms of Bill Cosby are no longer his. I believe if those accusations stand from before and Fox News had enough belief to let them go from employment, there should have been enough belief to pursue them criminally. But, of course, you know, rich, prominent white people probably lawyered themselves out of the situation. That's one of the things I want to talk about. Not just false accusations, but being able to have the money to adequately defend yourself in an adversarial system. The way it works is you're supposed to be able to utilize testimony, witnesses, evidence to support your case and defend yourself. You can go pro se in this country. Is it advised? No, because the layman isn't as well versed in the law. But I don't believe our law should be so complicated that the average person can't adequately defend themselves. There are so many laws on the books that, on average, people commit up to a couple felonies a day. And that's just average. They may not even realize they've committed felonies. But it happens. And the system's broken. That's pretty much what I'm going to say, is the system's broken. It's a horrible system. As for myself, I've dealt with recent accusations that have gotten my kids taken away from me. accusations that weren't based in reality or truth, but there they were, and they're submitted as fact to the court. And the judge is going to take that as fact and move with CPS or whoever is litigating against you, and they're going to side with them because simply because of the inability to adequately defend yourself. It's a system where if CPS is involved and they take your children, you're literally guilty until proven innocent in that situation. It is the only system that I know of where you literally have to prove your innocence after you've already been accused and moved against as if you were guilty. In fact, I believe that's actually our entire justice system, is they move against you as if you're guilty already, even though we're supposed to be a nation where you are to be treated as innocent until proven guilty. But we don't have that system. And we sure as shit don't have that system for law enforcement officers. They are giving every privilege that you or I would never have. As in the case of where the officer walks into another person's home, shoots him, her partners in crime, literally the other police officers, try and gather evidence to besmirch the character of the person that she trespassed against and killed. It's amazing. It's amazing that she didn't spend her entire time behind bars. She was allowed to move out of the house, out of her apartment, destroying evidence. She was allowed to have a reprieve from jail, from being held. And you and I would not. You and I would be in jail until our day in court came. Or unless we could bond out with millions of dollars that we don't have. Our justice system is broken. And there need to be harsher penalties for people who speak against someone and do not allege the truth. And if it's found out later that you lied, you deserve more punishment, honestly, in my opinion, than the person you accused of the horrible crime that you were accusing them of doing. You deserve to be locked up and admonished and shamed in front of the entire country. Our system is broken. Our courts are kangaroo courts. Our law enforcement officers have declared war on the citizenry. Our judges are corrupt. The prosecutors, the judges, even the defense attorneys are all part of the same system. They get paid by all the same people, your tax money, and they force you into a situation where you have no say, no actual due process, and no way of coming out of the other side the same as you were. There are good people that I know in this country who come out the other side of the justice system jaded, hurt, and angry. And I feel that. I feel jaded, hurt, and angry that lies were pushed forth against me and my wife, and I had my rights taken away, my kids taken away. I sat in a mental hospital for 3 days, the whole time protesting my innocence, and I have it well documented. But until I get the video together, enough video to tell my story, and enough written statements and witness statements to convey my story, I'm guilty until proven innocent. And it's been shown with the fact that I've had my kids taken from me. And that's pretty much all I gotta say about that. If you're gonna file a false accusation or perjure information, such as some of the officers did, you deserve to be held account. And if you're an official reporter or a government reporter, you need to have your credentials stripped. You need to be put in jail. There should be a mandatory minimum for people who lie and get other people denied their rights. There should be a mandatory minimum of 5 to 10 years. I believe that. And all persons involved in that lie need to be involved with that sentence of 5 to 10 years. We need to be able to RICO police officers. We need to be able to RICO the judge, the prosecutor. They no longer need the ability or they no longer need protections under the law. Because if they commit a crime, they deserve to be prosecuted like everybody else, and they're not. If you want to talk about people who have lost their morals in this country, it's law enforcement. It's government agencies and government workers. Not everybody, but a lot of them. Everything that I saw yesterday in court, with when I was in court, was a farce, a sham, and a shame. When I get the evidence to release to the public, I will. But just know this. Being falsely accusing someone should have you scrutinized and shamed and jailed. However, if the accusations are fact and they were true and they have evidence to support that, like actual evidence, other than the hearsay or testimony from somebody who's a third party, then you deserve the sentence. You deserve to be at the mercy of the court. That is all.